You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You got to tell? No? It was sent, Dune sent it to us. Sheila Jackson Lee was on and did a press conference. It was on Channel 13. Dune, I don't know. I guess Dune recorded it. I don't know. But Sheila Jackson Lee. And I thought that the thing was she had a woman in front of her doing the sign language. I thought maybe it was that same woman that was doing the fake sign language, but that wasn't it. Sheila Jackson Lee was talking about the virus and how it could spread to different neighborhoods. And there are different neighborhoods. What neighborhoods are there in the city of Houston?
What neighborhoods?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are Asian communities.
Oh.
There are African-American communities.
Yeah.
There are Jewish communities,
uh-huh.
Right? I mean, there's Korean, well, Asian, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if all the neighborhoods are the same, but yeah, you have certain areas, absolutely. Yeah. You have a Chinatown, you have a Chinatown off Bel Air, you have one kind of here in the downtown area. Yeah. You have Midtown, you have Uptown, you have, but you're talking just racial?
Do we have Croatian neighborhoods? I don't know. I know in Chicago we have Italian neighborhoods, we have Croatian neighborhoods, we had...
There is a bigger Russian pressure. I didn't realize how many that there's a. I've honestly never. I don't think run into them, but there is a Russian, kind of group here in Houston as well.
Yeah,
there's Russian representation.
I had to find it. He didn't send it to me, so I had to search it through his Twitter.
Oh, okay. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here in Sheila Jackson Lee was describing the different neighborhoods.
And it is evident that this is a virus that is not a respecter of neighborhoods, and it does have a deep impact on Asians, Latinx, African Americans, and it also has an impact on all generational ages.
So there are Asian neighborhoods, there are redneck neighborhoods, and there are African American neighborhoods.
And?
Okay. You didn't mention that one. You didn't mention the redneck neighborhood.
Yeah, I didn't know the redneck neighborhoods were a thing.
Well,
I didn't know they were called that. I say trailer parks?
No. Well, I mean, I think any white neighborhood, I think, is considered a redneck neighborhood. Well, wait. There's only three. Asian, redneck, African-American.
Just talking about, I guess, minority neighborhoods. And I will say redneck neighborhoods are minorities.
Not
everyone's a redneck. I mean, there are certain. It's a certain.
I'll let you work that one out.
I don't know. You're assuming that maybe Sheila Jackson Lee thinks.
I don't.
That's not a minority neighborhood.
No, because she would have probably said if she was going through all the neighborhoods, she would have dropped Hispanic.
Well, but she might only have three.
What city do you think she was talking about? Like Houston redneck neighborhoods or just overall redneck neighborboods?
I don't know. I'm not going to speak for Sheila Jackson Lee.
She said it. Redneck neighborhood.
Well, you ask her. I don't know. She said it.
Yeah.
She said it.
Why are you asking us to work through what she said?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Well, he's assuming that that's a minority neighborhood. I'm not assuming that. I'm not speaking for Sheila Jackson Lee. She might think it's all white neighborhoods.
I don't think she's talking about all white people.
Well, I don't know. You don't know that.
I don't think so. I said I don't think. That's what I said. I didn't say I know. I said I don't think she is.
I don't know. I don't know either. But... Asian neighborhoods, redneck neighborhoods.
That is a funny. I've never heard that mentioned as a racial component. Asians, African Americans, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, the rednecks. Like, hey, is that an ethnic? I don't remember seeing that on the box to check off. All right, let me see here. At the doctor's office, ethnicity.
Redneck.
Redneck.
Wait,
okay.
What? But she don't have to worry about the redneck vote. She ain't getting none of that.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm filling out the form. Do you have? So I noticed there's not white or Caucasian. But you have redneck on here as a box. Can I check other, or what do I check? Do I check black? Do I check Hispanic? Or
no.
Do I have to check redneck?
There's no other even.
Okay.
Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian's African-American, redneck.
So Caucasian's not a box to check anymore? No, yes?
Well, not for this particular poll, no.
We're not
considering normal whites as part of the poll.
Right.
If you're redneck white, then you have a place.
Mm. So whites don't get the virus?
I don't think...
That's what she said. The virus is indiscriminatory?
Rednecks? I think she said it hits everyone, including rednecks.
Karl Malone was a self... He was a self-titled redneck. Karl Malone said, I am a redneck.
We've got a dispute here. Someone says she said Latinx, Latinx, not rednecks, according to somebody listening. Gilbert, the other Gilbert says she didn't say rednecks.
Well, let's hear it again. Hold on a second. Latinx?
Virus that is not a respecter of neighborhoods, and it does have a deep impact on Asians, Latinx, African-American.
Yeah, she said Latinx.
Redneck.
Latinx.
She said Latinx.
It's as close as you can possibly be to rednecks. But I think she said Latinx.
I don't know what... What is Latinx? I never heard that before.
Don't even explain it to
it's
John.
It's difficult.
Generation X?
No, this is going to be an intersection of race and gender. Tell him.
I don't want to. It's very complicated, and I don't want to get into it with him.
It's not Latino.
I need to know.
You have a computer. You have a computer. Look it up.
No, knowledge is power.
Is power.
I'm going to explain it to you, because knowledge is power, and I respect that you respect that, John, that you're making yourself smarter, and knowledge is power. And when you learn Spanish, there's two different ways to say words, right?
Mm-hmm.
The O and the A. Right. What are they?
There's masculine and feminine.
But why are certain... So... When you used to talk about Latin people, what were they called?
Latinos.
Okay. Why did you use masculine? Why did you decide to use masculine instead of saying Latinas?
Because that encompasses both male and female.
Mm, interesting. So, like when Ace is the place for a helpful hardware man?
If you say Latina, that's just females. Uh-huh. But if you say Latinos, it could be male and female.
So, who made that rule up that Latino, the masculine, had to be the cover for everything? Does that sound very fair? Does that sound accepting? Does
sounds
that sound
like a man made that up.
Does that sound like a patriarch move?
Sounds like somebody made it up. And
yeah, that's right.
How
it, so yeah. Now it has been changed to Latinx.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral.
A person of Latin American origin or descent uses a gender neutral or non-binary alternative to Latino or Latina.
Do you know what any of that stuff means?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I know you read that, but do you know what it means?
I know. I
gender
understand
bias
the words.
And non-binary,
I understand words.
Central cisgender, the binary features.
Non-binary.
Of gender,
I know what that means.
Yeah.
No okay. gender. Right.
Not,
okay.
Yeah.
There
don't
you go.
Pigeonhole me into
right.
your
you
pronouns.
You can say African-Americans.
Well, that's for people who are neither male or female.
Or don't identify.
Hold on.
You or don't identify?
As male or female.
African-Americans. Asians, you hear the S at the end, right? Rednecks, we're going through all the races.
Right.
And so, in ethnicities.
Whites.
Russians, whites. Now do Latinx. Now do that. Now do that plural.
Latinos.
Oh, did it again. This man won't learn. Where's your gavel?
Mama said Latino, I'm going to say Latino.
Well, mama's changed her mind.
Racist, then.
Or a sexist. He's dropping the gavel like he drops coffee.
I thought you said knowledge was power, John.
Knowledge is power.
And then you go right back to Latinos.
We try to...
You go right back to that instead of saying Latinxes.
We spit some knowledge at you and you ignored it.
It's Latinxes.
Lance spit some knowledge in your mouth and you ignored it.
Oh, I don't lie. I'm not going to
Would it be Mexicanics?
His mouth
no.
No?
Man, I told you not to go into this
order,
with him.
Order! Mexicanics?
You just called him mechanics.
Mexicanics?
Did you just say mechanics? Is that what you just said?
I didn't.
What?
Well, but I don't want
to
put it
to a different thing.
Why did you want to elaborate with this? You knew what was going to happen. This is your fault. Leading the witness.
No, it wasn't me that
leading
introduced Sheila Jackson Lee into this. I just tried to school him and give him some knowledge. He wanted more power, and so I had to give him more knowledge.
When we initially found out that it was Latinx, I said, let's not get into it with him because this is going to go poorly.
Yeah,
and you still
okay.
did it. That's on you.
I guess in retrospect, you did say, let's not do this.
Yes. And what did you do? You did it.
Yeah, but I trusted him.
Why? Why would you trust him?
That's
drink your Topo Chico. You're embarrassing everyone.
That was dumb.
Why did I trust him?
No, that was
why,
dumb.
Yes, exactly. Why did you trust
Mexicanics.
Him?
Mexicanics. Yeah.
Why would you do this?
Listen,
because
Mexicanos.
Now, my wife.
It's Mexicanos.
Chicanos. But now Chican X, maybe. I don't
you
know.
You too?
Chicanos.
I don't know. Why would you say Chicanos?
Chicanos. Or Mexicanos. Mexicanos.
Well, like my wife has told me
it's Mexicanics.
My wife has said, don't call me Hispanic.
I said it's Mexicanics.
No, it isn't.
But my wife is Mexican and said, don't call me Hispanic. I'm Mexican. I said, okay.
It's Mexican.
Well, I don't call her Hispanic. I was just saying the word in general. She goes, I think Mexicans like the term. We are from Mexico originally. Original origin is Mexico, so it's Mexicans. It's not, you know, a different country.
But that's
or whatever.
Not gender
but
specific.
But Latinos gets. You can say Latino, and it's like Puerto Ricans.
Well, why can't you just say Latin? Latin community.
You can.
Yeah. That would make it neutral, gender neutral.
Okay.
You don't have to
or
add
you
the
just
X.
say Latinx.
Or you say Latin. Latin community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they want you to say Latinx.
Why did we go down this road?
Twitter wants you to say Latinx.
No,
John.
Why? I don't care what Twitter wants me to say. I'm not going to say what Twitter wants me to say. It's a Latin community. I'll say Latin.
What if someone
say, right.
What if someone from the Latin community who wasn't on Twitter said, hey, could you not call me that? Would you
a Latin community?
Yeah.
What is it? It's a Latin community.
What if they said, I'd rather you refer to me as Latinx?
I doubt that would happen.
And then John would say, I've got a different phrase that I invented. And then I'd say, just don't say your thing.
Yeah,
don't
please.
Say that.
Well, I can't say Mexicano.
You can.
No, Mexicano, comunidad Mexicano. You can't say that.
You can say
Mexicana. You can't say that.
Mexican.
It's la comunidad Mexicana. And I can't say that now. I got to say Mexicanics.
Can you talk to Mexicans about that? What you can and can't say?
You don't have to say Mexicanics.
Yes.
So, what? You don't have to say Mexicanics.
Oh, my head hurts.
Ay, con cuidado.
My head.
Se acabó el cuentico.
I blame Lance because he knows he should know better, and then I blame John.
Mm-mm. It's not barrio Mexicano. It's barrio Mexicanics.
You know what? Now he's giving you knowledge, Dell.
No, he's not.
Now you have more knowledge.
He's making all
your power.
It's not knowledge because he's making all of this up.
No, I'm not.
The Mexicanics thing you're making up.
No. Hey, if I don't, then I'm saying that the barrio, the neighborhood, is masculine.
Look, some
and we can't have a masculine neighborhood.
Some people have
it's
decided.
Be gender neutral, Dale. You ain't woke
some
like
people,
I am.
Some people decided Latinx. Some people have decided Latinx was a thing they would like to be called, and he has turned it into a joke. That's what he's done.
All right.
Well,
because of what you did.
That's shocking.
Because of what you allowed, Lance.
I tried to just. I thought it would be. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, what were you thinking? Yeah.
Well, I just thought he would take it serious.
Why?
Well.
Why would he take it seriously? He doesn't take anything seriously except golf.
Okay,
golf,
yeah. Boomer. If you don't want to say Mexicanics.
Golf, you can't joke about golf.
Yo,
you guys don't know nothing.
Okay, Boomer. If you don't want to say Mexicanics, that's on you.
Okay, Boomer.
It's not. I haven't seen it as a thing. Just because you made it up doesn't make it a thing.
Okay.
If the Mexican community said we want to be called Mexicanics, then I would do it. But you're not part of the community.
I am part of the community.
No, you're not.
Did you hear him speaking? He just said, he just said, comunidad.
Because he speaks
Mexicanics.
Spanish isn't only limited to Mexicans. A lot of people speak Spanish. It doesn't make him part of the community.
But
makes
him
part
if
of
I'm
the Latin community.
Speaking specifically about the Mexican community.
I'm just going to do what I normally, I don't want to play this game. Time to go to break. Lance, talk about testosterone.
Wow. It was just. Just like that, he cut it off.
Yeah, I'm done here.
He cut it off. That's like, just like that, you cut off your testosterone, your production, your body did. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's happening here? I feel like a lack of energy. I feel like I don't have the same, drive and desire at the workplace. My workouts aren't doing the same thing that they once did for me from a body type standpoint. I'm seeing, the belt. I just had to go to a different notch in the belt. Don't have the same libido. If any of these sound familiar, and you are approaching or over the age of 40, there's a really good chance that your testosterone level has dropped. And when your testosterone level drops, what you're going to find is it can have an impact on many of the things that I talked about. And that is clearly a huge quality of life issue that is starting to creep in and start to cause problems for you. And you don't have to. You don't have to live like that. Make sure the Men's T Clinic is one of the – you get to one of the five locations, get tested, find out what your numbers are. And then from there, you can start to Get back to being the real you. There's really no other way to say it. Go to menstclinic.com, one of the five locations in the Houston area. Stop in. They make it so easy to get tested and to get treated. It's menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Welcome.
Big shot.
Hold up. Wait.
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside. Go. White body look like gentiles. Gentiles. Emotional, emotional, emotional.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm sorry, Charles Otuve. I'm not saying that about Hijo de la Madre. I'm not saying that. Nope. John Lance. This is from a Latino. And he says, Jay Garza. John, Lance and Dell are dumb. They don't understand Hispanic or Latin culture. Thank you.
He didn't write that.
He did too. No, Latino culture. Yes, he did.
We don't care to be called Latinx or whatever, gender neutral. When you refer
Lance
to
Lance and Dell are dumb. They don't understand Hispanic or Latino culture.
Well, you know what? He didn't. First of all, he didn't add us. He didn't add us with that.
No, but no. He just said it to me.
So then he's soft as hell then. How about that? Because what he wrote to us.
Oh, yeah, he ain't following us.
He just called
you suave. He too soft.
What he wrote to us.
Hey, he just called you suave.
This is what he wrote to us, Lance. We don't care to be called Latinx or whatever, gender neutral. When you refer to us or we, it's always a masculine terminology.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of joking around.
But
I think the Latinx thing is, I'm just not into it personally.
Well, it's not for
That's
you.
That's just me.
It's not really for you, though.
It's for him, and he doesn't like
well,
it.
It's for,
so are you going to speak on him?
I'm not going to call him that, but if someone wants to be called that, I'll call him that. You know what? What I do, if someone wants to be called something, I call him that. That's all. It's not that hard for me.
But you know what? That's funny, because probably I'm not. Probably a lot of Latin Americans don't want to be called
that.
Then
I won't call them that.
But who's making the decision? Twitter told you, you have to now.
Twitter didn't tell me anything.
But who made that decision?
Yes, who made the decision, this Latinx?
You think Twitter did it?
Who made it up?
Or some group did it?
Who made it up?
I don't know. We don't know.
Probably some Karen somewhere.
Or someone who wanted to be called that.
For real. I bet if you're Latin American at all, Latin descent at all in community, if you call in or text in at 713-780-3776, I'm willing to bet, because I've talked to friends who are Mexican who are like,
nah. Then don't call them that.
No.
Call people who want to be called that.
I call them by their names, actually. I don't call them by their, I don't say, hey, Mexican, or hey, Hispanic person, or hey, Latino. Yes, redneck? Because we got.
Right.
Apparently. Actually, I can't even say that because that wasn't a real thing.
Well, here.
She did say Latinx. She did not say rednecks. It just sounded similar.
Well,
It was just fun. It was fun for the joke.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was good.
It was just
as a representative of the entire Latin community, the only thing we object to being called is the wrong nationality. Hashtag, I'm not Cuban. Right? Yeah, they don't like. One of them said, he said, my buddy, it's incorrect now to say, what kind of Mexican are you? Are you El Salvador? Are you Cuban? Are you Puerto Rican? That's not the correct way. It's what, you know, from what Latin country are you? That's the correct way to say it. Okay. So it's incorrect to be called the incorrect nationality. You don't want to be calling a Cuban especially in like New York or something.
Yeah.
If you're Mexican, you don't want to be called a Puerto Rican.
No, it's a major, major. Yeah,
that's a problem.
Major.
But I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's kind of. I'm pretty sure Latin Americans are saying, "What Latinx? What the hell is that?"
Tell me what you want to be called. I'll call you that. That's all that matters to me. Yeah. I'm not going to call you something you want.
What
to
about
be called.
Poppy? Yeah. What okay. if somebody said, "Call me Poppy"? Will you call
I'm
him
not
Poppy?
Doing that
no. Jackie says John wants to be called Dark Meat. Dell no, won't do it.
Who does he tell that to? Do you tell anyone in your life to call you Dark Meat? No.
Yes, I just told you to call me Dark
I'm
Meat.
Not in your life. I don't like you.
You're in my life every day.
For like 4 hours, then I'm not a part of your life. But anyone who actually likes you, do you tell them to call you?
Yes, Dark Meat.
No, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
So Jackie, save your crap, because he didn't tell anyone to call him that.
Jackie,
why are you putting that out there?
Who is that? Is that Mito?
Milo.
Oh, Milo. Hey, Milo.
Well,
¿qué pasó?
Might be Mito.
No, I took the call.
Oh, you took it. Okay. Oh.
Hey, Milo.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What up?
Recently new caller or listener from Beaumont.
glad you guys have me on. I just wanted to touch on the Latinx thing. There's actually a debate in the land community about that phrase because it's an American term. It's not used Latin America wide because X is difficult to pronounce in Spanish. You don't say Latin X in Spanish. You say Latin X. And so they're not. It's not very friendly to Spanish speakers. I know before the Latinx was used, I saw a lot of people using in Latin America the at sign because it included both A and O, so it'd be Latina and Latinos at the same time, you know, or interchangeable. So Latinx is kind of an American construct that a lot of people in Latin American countries kind of see as a, you know, an American bastardization.
Right. That's what I said. Karen made it up.
Milo.
Karen made that up.
Milo, outside of it coming from America, do you know what its origin is?
Exactly where it started, but I know it started. My assumption, because when I started hearing it, was a lot of people in the West Coast. So I want to say it was somewhere in California or something, you know, with universities, young people trying to be a little bit more gender neutral. And I mean, it was a good intent, I think, but. They're forgetting that the word itself is in Spanish, and they were using it in English, so it doesn't really translate over directly.
Appreciate it, thank you, man.
Yeah,
I told
you, Karen made it up.
No, young people aren't called
white
Karens.
People made it up.
He didn't say white people. He said
America. He's exactly right because in the Hispanic languages. X is not a letter that they would use in that situation, especially consonant followed by X.
I don't think anyone is arguing that it's an American thing.
Yes.
Mexican American or an American.
Karen made it up.
Well, it didn't derive in Honduras. It didn't derive.
They would not put two consonants together like that.
No, it's English speaking.
Yes.
It's an English speaking word. Yes.
Yes. And that's what I said. Karen made it up.
But it could be someone who lives here who's of Hispanic descent who made it up.
My guess is that's where it started. It's a Mexican American who probably.
Was a white person.
It doesn't have to be.
No, but or it was a white person.
Yes, because
you guys don't know.
Yes, because
I don't know. Either. But
yes, so
or
you're throwing,
it was a white person.
You're throwing the
and
one
chances
that...
are, when you put an X next to an N, a white person made that up.
Okay, sure. But I'm looking it up. But I don't see any white people being mentioned as part of the origin of it.
Do you see any Hispanic people?
Salinas and Lozano names are being used. So I'm trying to read through it rather
Ooh,
quickly.
John. Boom.
Or Salinas and Solano heard it from Karen.
That's not. I guarantee you, a white lady didn't make that up.
Yeah.
Now she may have pushed it. A Karen may have pushed it super hard, but it wasn't the origin. I guarantee it wasn't some white lady saying, "I know what I'm going to call this entire race from now on," and everyone's getting on board. I don't think that's how it went down.
Hmm.
See, y'all better start sports, or this is going to keep up.
Or it might have.
Y'all better start sports, or we're going to keep on doing this.
Right, right, right.
J.A. Garza, y'all don't understand Latino culture.
I appreciate him responding after we called him soft, and now he directly tweeted us. But beforehand, he's like, hey, John.
He's also wrong, but cool. Thanks, J.A.
Y'all don't understand it.
Appreciate you going all the way back in my background.
Okay. Redneck background.
We don't get it.
White. Right?
Have traced the use of Latinx in authors Beatriz Liana Figueroa, Jaime Gay. Quiñones, man, those sounds like Karens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bunch of Karens. Jaime, Beatriz, Adriana.
Are you sure
Karens.
It's Jaime or is it not a girl named Jamie?
Well, Quiñones is the last name.
That's harder for me to work around here.
You don't know that that's not a Karen?
Possibly, but the names imply not, but who knows?
Right. Well, but listen, they may have made it up. Karen perfected it. Okay. That's for sure. There's no question.
John, are you a golf neck? Do you identify as golf neck?
No, I'm a golfer. I use the hard R. Or I could be a golfer.
You're not a golf neck, though?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm a golfer. Okay? Or if that offends anyone, I'm a golfer. There you have it. It's 9:26 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about my peeps over at Absolute Marble and Granite. If you're looking for, and we're going to have Jeff doing some work at our place with countertops, putting in an entire bar and making in panels and cabinets and all kinds of stuff, and it's what Jeff Aronoff does. We're going to have a room, and it's going to be just perfect, and Jeff Aronoff is going to get that job done for us, and it's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. He did a wonderful job with our outdoor kitchen over at our other house, and I couldn't be happier with what he did, and I'm not going to be happier with what he does. I also need some work done outside on the patio, and Jeff Aronoff will get that job done as well. Make it look really, really nice with the stone and granite and the countertops and everything else. You can make your outdoor kitchen or patio just look fantastic. So you're looking to do that. That's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. Give him a call. Let him come and start it and get this job done this summer. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Does James Harden makes the argument that who cares about playoff seeding? I'm sure the Rockets care about playoff seeding. Do you want to play the Clippers or the Lakers in the first round? No. Do you want to be eliminated in the first round? Do you want to play as long as possible? I mean, does it matter to Mike D'Antoni or to Tillman Fertitta on Mike D'Antoni's job if he's ousted in the first or second round? Does that matter? It's absolutely better to be ousted after the second round as opposed to after the first.
I don't think it matters.
Well, I don't know that it matters for Mike D'Antoni so much, but it matters to the organization to win a playoff series.
In what way? What do you mean it matters?
Because it's always better to win than the
But it ain't going to change the vantage point of them being...
With all the money that they're spending on Russ and James and everything they spend with the organization, to be ousted in the first round is not... second round's not acceptable either, but it's more acceptable than the first.
Second round would be more of a SOR. Same old Rockets.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, yeah. Expectations were this, you fell short of that. Kind of what we expect.
No, but regardless, it's always better to have your name out there for jersey sales, for PR.
It ain't great, though.
It ain't great.
It ain't great.
No, nobody said it was great, but it's better.
But you are not supposed... I mean,
it's always better to lose in the second round than the first.
Yeah, but what difference... I mean, at this point, the Rockets... it's not an advancement of anything for the Rockets.
Well, in any other year, obviously, because you don't have ticket sales, it's a big difference because you have more ticket sales.
Yeah, I would argue that they potentially caught a break. And realistically, it's certainly not a break to have COVID, but it was looking like they could be a one-and-done type team the way they were playing at the end of the year.
Well, they got 8 games to not fall out of. Listen, if they fall into the 7th seed or 8th seed, they're going to be one-and-done.
Yeah.
Right. That's not good. So James arguing that James said, there's no home court advantage, we don't have any fans, don't matter if you're 4th, 5th, or 6th. Oh, okay. For us, it's about getting in shape, making sure. Oh, it doesn't matter, but it matters if you're 7th, because you're 6th right now. You could be 7th.
It makes it harder if you finish 7 or 8. Yes. It makes it harder.
As far as losing in the first, second round, it doesn't matter Mike D'Antoni. He's fired either way.
He's fired either way to me.
Yeah. No.
Well, he's not. A contract's not re-upped. Yeah.
He doesn't get a new contract.
Right.
Yeah, I think Mike D'Antoni's gone.
Short of NBA Finals, Mike D'Antoni's gone.
I think so.
Yeah.
And for me...
Well, but let's say they beat the Clippers in the second round, or the Lakers in the second round. Oh, it makes it harder.
Well, but their belief is they're a title team. That's what Tillman's belief. Beating the Lakers and then losing to who? The Nuggets isn't going
to
help their
cause. No, losing to beating the Lakers and losing to the Clippers.
But if you
or
if
beating
you are,
the Clippers and losing to the Lakers.
But you are going to face Clippers or Lakers in the second round
That's
if
right.
you win in the first round.
Yeah,
so
but,
if you win that series and you get to the
No, if they lose to Utah or Denver, that's different. But if they beat the Clippers and lose to the Lakers...
It's Tillman going to, but Tillman, whether right or wrong, believes this team should be winning titles. So if Mike D'Antoni loses in the conference finals again, he's going to say, let's go get a guy who can get us over the hump.
Well,
It doesn't matter who the opponent is.
Right. Well, but a lot of it depends on how, too. I mean, if he gets to the Western Conference Finals, I think he's got a shot at keeping his job. I do. Now, that means you got to get through the Clippers or the Lakers in the second round.
Well, the rhetoric before the season, it didn't appear the opponent mattered very much. It was the end goal mattered, not who you lost to.
Right, right.
The Clippers
right.
and Lakers were still good before then. We knew what they were going to be.
And you know what? Tillman, the way that they handled, the way that the negotiations went last year, you could tell Tillman, yeah, he wants to win. Now, you know, Daryl, and he said it's up to Daryl, which I don't know, but they make the decision, hey, you know, we're going with the small ball, and Mike D'Antoni is without a doubt the best guy for this job. Is there another offensive guy that is better than Mike D'Antoni? Now, he even admitted, what? We don't have to worry about social distancing. Did you see us play defense?
Yeah.
I mean, it's at least he's self-aware.
I think Mike D'Antoni knows he's dead man walking in all likelihood. He hasn't gotten a tremendous amount of a pat on the back, really, publicly from Rockets management or ownership. So I think they think he does, you know, he's done a nice job for the Rockets. Mike D'Antoni, the most wins you've ever had in a regular season was under Mike D'Antoni.
Well, but
Mike D'Antoni's been in the Western Conference Finals twice with the Rockets.
But what's interesting, and we'll see, I don't know if you can, because Tillman is a hands-on guy. He said this is Daryl Morey's decision.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And then Morey will get rid of Mike
D'Antoni. Unless Morey's decision doesn't go with what Tillman wants, then it becomes Tillman's decision.
Right. Well, but he did say it is. I mean, and you got to take the man for his word.
I don't take any owner for their word.
What are you talking about?
I'm not taking any.
Has Tillman ever lied to you before? No.
I'm sure he's lied to someone.
Now, what do you mean he's lied to someone? Everyone doesn't lie.
Everyone lies. So I'm not taking any sports owner at the word. Sure, it's Daryl Morey's decision. Unless the playoffs go through and Daryl's decision doesn't fall in line with yours, then it'll be your decision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Daryl's decision until it's not.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that they've had the discussion. Hey, if we don't win, he's out. Just know that. So he better win.
I really wish they would have gone to the no Western, no Eastern Conference. I know most of the season was played as Eastern Western, so you had to do that. I just think it would have been so awesome if they would have just seeded them up. Let's go seed them up 1 through 16. And let's do it that way. Let's have, you know, you can have this side of the bracket and that side of the bracket, but I just think it would have made for a really fun, enhanced playoff experience to have the one seed would be obviously Milwaukee, 2 seed Lakers, 3 seed Toronto Raptors, 4 seed Clippers. I mean, how awesome would that have been? And you'd have Milwaukee and the Clippers in the same side, and you'd have the Raptors and the Lakers on the same side. Like, that would be, I just think that would have been a lot of fun. I felt like this is the year that you could have done whatever you wanted to.
Yeah. This would have been a great year to experiment, because he's talked about it before. Just a 16-team playoff. Let's go.
Hey, why did y'all do that? We were in an experimental phase.
Yeah, we were in a pandemic.
We were just experimenting.
It was in pandemic.
Yeah, you can't blame us for that. It was just, we were experimenting.
Well,
they could say that.
Like in college? You hold that against your wife?
I can tell you this.
Can you hold it against her? She was experimenting in college?
My experimenting, I don't think there was any experimenting. I tried microwave fried chicken. Mm. That was an experiment at 3 a.m. one time. My experimenting wasn't that. It was pretty boring.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about my experimenting.
I experimented with different levels of alcohol.
You did?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. It's 937 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Do you think... See, we heard Mark Emmert yesterday. And you know what? You're dead on. The SEC is going to go, I don't give a rat's ass what you think, Mark Emmert. Okay? Mark Emmert, you're not the face of college. You're not the voice of college football. You're not our commissioner. Does college football, Mac Brown says college football needs a commissioner. Should college football have a commission?
You think I know there are only 32 owners in some sports, 30 in others. You think 130 teams are going to be in line with what one commissioner has to say?
Well, Power Five commish.
Well, fine, even 65.
Yeah. I think you make Division One, 64 teams.
What? Well, you
and
think,
and then everything, and then there's everything else.
And where are you pulling this commissioner from? Because college football is so provincial. Oh, that guy's biased against us.
Right. He's from the Northeast. Man, yeah. He's from
you
the
don't
South.
Make it
He's
into the, that is truly the Premier League and the championship. Like there are some. I put Houston in that mix. If Houston doesn't get dragged into the top Power Five. The amount of money that they will potentially lose, because you want to talk about, I think you could say, what's the same
not,
now?
Not,
what's
not
the difference?
Being in now is to make losing the money.
Yeah, you could say, what's the difference? But right. I think the amount, I think there would be an even bigger chasm in terms of TV money. I think the TV money would drop substantially for those teams unless they were somehow, unless the top team or top two were included in a playoffs of some sort that involved the Power Five.
Or, well, they're not now.
Because out of conference,
there was relegation.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
But relegation, the problem is you still have geographical concerns.
Like UCF, be like, why are we not in the power? Why are we not in the top 64?
God, relegation. Now we can talk.
When Georgia Tech is in the top 64,
Georgia Tech's out. They got relegated.
So UCF, like, wait a minute. We're a better program than them.
Promotion. It's called promotion.
So that's why you would have to have relegation. Well, you could do whatever you want.
64 might. Even all that out, you know, right now.
Well, look how many games you have. 12, just doing the math, you have a minimum of 12 games. That's basically, that's all you should have, right? You have 64 teams. You got to figure it out. You have 12 teams. You could make it 60, but if you made it five conferences of 12, then you could make it 60 and you would have, you could play each other. You play your own conference, and then your out of conference would have to be teams in the Power Five potentially.
Could you have Power Five?
Because that would take every team would have a 12 game. You'd have a 12 game season, right? Inside the Power Five,
and this Power Five would just be a football thing. It's not going over to basketball.
That's right. The problem is, right. And that's one of the big problems. Well, you can't do it to basketball.
You can't do it basketball because Gonzaga should be a Power Five, and it ain't going to be a football Power Five.
No, but basketball is no longer. There was a time you could have made the argument, but it was years ago, that you could have made the argument that basketball, football, you could, you know, they were too close together in terms of their popularity and revenue. Now, college football is its own entity, and basketball is not even in a discussion. And that's because of early entry to the draft. That's really what eliminated college basketball as a must-see sport for masses of people. Was the elimination of the best players going to the league early and teams having such rapid turnover. It was harder for non-hardcore college basketball fans to stay interested in it. And, you know, I would imagine maybe that's one of the things that hurts college baseball too, although people just don't care as much about college baseball. But the relegation idea, in theory, man, that would be really fun to see. Wow. You got Northwestern is getting ready to get I mean, they really need to beat Illinois.
Well, probably be Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah. But Rutgers and Illinois in a huge matchup today.
Right.
Although Illinois, I think, was better last year, too.
But. No, but right. Vanderbilt, they've been better lately, to Arkansas.
Well, can you imagine?
Could you imagine Arkansas getting relegated?
Promotion into the SEC?
Wow.
That's probably not
Arkansas goes down, Arkansas State goes up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, the best power group of five comes up. You know, you relegate a couple of teams.
Yeah,
a year.
But here's the problem with that. It doesn't make sense because one of the teams you'd be promoting probably they were really good because they had a senior quarterback, like Arkansas State, two senior wide receivers, a senior quarterback, three offensive linemen who graduated. Then you're promoting a terrible team.
Right. Well, the only thing you can do is. Because like in the Premier League or other soccer leagues, you can buy players. Well, the NCAA says you can't do that. Well, we know that's not the case.
But if the transfer rule comes in.
That too, or as you're recruiting, look, guys, we're on the up. We're going to clearly be in the mode of being upgraded and I don't know what the word is, promoted. You can play in the SEC here and actually have a spot as opposed to being the backup someplace else. We're going to the SEC and you can play here.
Right now, there are 64 Power 5 schools. Probably make it a 72 team because you're right. Central Florida, Houston should be in there. Central Florida should be in there. Probably Temple. Some American schools, San Diego State might be in there. That should be amongst the
at the top. I do love the idea that there are some teams who are, you know,
Memphis.
There's some teams who, you know, are locked in and they would always be Power Five because it's just who they are. It's the fan base. It's the amount of revenue they would pull in. It's all that stuff. It's not always based on, look, most of this isn't based on performance. It's based on how much bread you bring to the table. That really is what it's based on. But from a performance standpoint, you know, sometimes teams just fall out. Like, there was a time Rutgers was a factor, and Rutgers is terrible.
Terrible.
Now. So it would be, if a Rutgers were in a Power 5 situation and they were just terrible, or Vanderbilt, you know, were just terrible, whatever the case may be, it would, in just theory, it would be kind of cool to see a team eliminated. And look, if you want to be part of this revenue generating, because you're going to make Vanderbilt, you're going to make a lot more money up here and with the Power Five conferences. Now, we have to operate as though football is the only thing that matters. But why should you suckle for Natit when you're not bringing anything to it? You go bye-bye, and one of these other teams who gets promoted, they get a little taste of some of the SEC.
Well, and
money.
The thought was that Rutgers did bring something to the table, the New York market, but it doesn't bring anything to the market.
No.
Quite frankly, in the Northeast doesn't give a rat's ass about college football.
Not
anyway.
Really, no.
No, they don't. No. When we were up at Army, when Rice played up at Army, I couldn't find a bar in upstate New York. I couldn't find a bar that had college football games on. It was unbelievable. I was like, hey, can you put some college football on? It would be great if we had watched a game or something in a sports bar. Couldn't you find it?
That's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
What were they? What was on?
It was the golf and tennis, and I was like, "What the hell?"
It was just they just didn't care what was on TV.
They didn't care.
Maybe that was that one place, but Andrew Perloff.
No,
he lives
I went
in New
to
York.
A few different places.
Yeah, it's not. No, college football is not as big. It's,
we were in upstate though, so
basketball is the big mecca. Did you see the?
We'll do it on the other side.
Yeah, which coaches have taken? Who has taken pay cuts and who has not taken a pay cut?
Okay.
From college football coaches, I got the list here. It's an interesting list of guys who have not taken a pay cut.
I've got a list of a bunch of players that have come and what they're doing, and they've got like a home run hitting contest to decide games, and it's just good, clean fun out there. Constellation Field, Constellation Energy. The league continues this week in Sugarland. Professional baseball live and in person. Roger Clemens is obviously one of the managers. He and Kobe are managing a team. There's four teams. Greg Swindell, Pete Incaviglia, Dave Island, they're all out there. They're playing 5 days a week now through August. There are some good players out there. 21 players have already reached the big leagues, and 13 are former first-round picks. So these guys can go. Team Texas is managed by Kobe and Roger Clemens, and it's just a good, clean atmosphere. And by clean, I mean they sanitize before and after every game. Tickets start at just $9, 2,000 fans. That's all they're letting in. Fireworks tonight, giveaways this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 949, 713-780-3776. Okay, coaches that have taken a pay cut.
Let me get to the, first of all, it's the, let me go conferences. Conference breakdown of head football and basketball coaches who have taken.
I know one. I know two in the city that have taken.
Okay, these are just Power Five.
Okay,
Big 12, five. And this is a combination of football and basketball for one particular program, right? Because you're not going to ask one coach to take it and one not to take it.
Probably not.
Yeah. So the Big 12 has five who've taken a pay cut, three no pay cut, and two refused to answer, which is probably no pay cut. The ACC has seven pay cut, four no pay cut, four refused to answer. The Big Ten, nine pay cuts.
One didn't?
Three.
Oh, no, there's 12.
Yeah. Well.
That's a dumb name.
14, right? It says three.
Oh, that's right.
No pay cut and two.
Dumb name.
Refused to answer.
Why aren't they the Big 14?
The Pac-12, eight pay cuts, four no pay cuts. The SEC, three pay cuts, 10 no pay cuts, one refused to answer.
So that's 11 pay cuts. No pay cuts.
SEC head football and men's basketball coaches that took a pay cut. Want to just guess the school?
SEC.
Yeah. Who are the three schools?
Vanderbilt?
Nope. They might have been a refused answer.
South Carolina.
South Carolina's one. Will Muschamp took 10%. Frank Martin took 10%.
Kentucky.
No. Calipari's not taking any pay cuts.
No.
He's on a very strict no pay cut list. So is Tom Herman, by the way.
Florida.
Nope.
Texas A&M.
Nope.
What? Jimbo did?
Jimbo has not taken a pay cut. Out of your highest rated, just I'll give you these to help you. Highest paid football coaches, Dabo Sweeney, no pay cut. Nick Saban, no pay cut. Jimbo Fisher, no pay cut. Kirby Smart, no pay cut. Gus Malzahn, no pay cut. Tom Herman, Jeff Brohm from Purdue, Dan Mullen from Florida. Have taken a pay cut, Jim Harbaugh from 7.
Wait a minute, so Herman and they didn't take a pay cut?
Not so okay. far.
Jim Harbaugh?
Harbaugh and Lincoln Riley have both taken pay cuts. And they would have both been inside the top 10.
So now, just two out of the top 10 have taken pay cuts?
Yep. Missouri is another one. Elijah Drinkwitz and Quanzo Martin.
Took a pay cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart move. And Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, who just got there, and Kermit Davis both took pay cuts. So those are the three SEC coaches. Sumlin took a pay cut along with Sean Miller. They took theirs in Arizona.
Well, Sean Miller's got to do whatever they say.
I know. And so does Sonny.
Yeah, so does Sonny. They both do.
They have no, like, we'll take a pay cut, please.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be.
They probably went in and said,
excuse me, I don't want 100% pay cut, please.
You're right.
USC, Oregon, Colorado, Stanford.
Of course, USC. Well, and it tells you a little bit about the coaches there, that they're, maybe they didn't have the best of seasons. Maybe they're, yeah, they're on thin, a little bit thin ice. They're on that thin blue ice.
Ohio State has not taken a pay cut.
Well, no, of course he didn't. He's Ohio State.
But Michigan did.
Well, Tom Izzo did. Jim Harbaugh doesn't beat Ohio State. He's got to take a pay cut.
Harbaugh did. Tom Izzo did. P.J. Fleck rowing the boat did. Kirk Ferentz did.
Izzo's in a little bit of own allegations. P.J. Fleck just rows the boat. He's going to try and he's going to do whatever
he goes
can.
Along.
He
does. Goes along to get along. Kirk Ferentz and Fran McCaffrey.
Oh, definitely took a pay cut.
Yeah. Especially now, yeah.
Ferentz, are you kidding me?
Yep, we're on board.
Listen. You don't want me? I will. No. I want to take a pay cut.
Let me
please.
Ask you a question. What do you think of Tom Allen?
I don't think about him at all. Indiana?
Oh, good job. Nice. No
kidding. You didn't know?
Who's the Indiana coach? I don't know. Bob Knight? No, football. Bob Knight? Yeah, Tom Allen and Archie Miller from Indiana took pay cut. Lovie Smith did, along with Brad Underwood. Scott Frost, Nebraska, really needed to take a pay cut.
Oh, no, he had to take a pay cut.
Greg Schiano, you know, really. And then Paul Chryst of Wisconsin, who, you know.
Yeah.
That's the right thing.
Yeah, but he
can't. It's the right thing. I think it's the right thing.
Until he finds somebody that's not a soft-tossing lefty,
to be honest with you,
can you take a pay cut?
I think it's the right thing for every program.
Although that quarterback this year was better.
Every program who has a high-dollar coach, I think it's the right thing for all of them to take pay cuts. There's no way any university is doing well, and they won't be doing well with the way schooling is going to be, because a lot of kids are going to drop out while they have online learning. They're going to be like, I ain't paying for this college experience. I can promise you that. The Big 12.
Are you kidding? Harvard said everybody's staying home, and we're charging the same.
Here's your Big 12. Bruce Weber, Chris Kleiman from Kansas State, Les Miles and Bill Self from Kansas.
Oh, Les had to.
Yeah, and Bill Self's like, why are you bringing us down, bro?
Well, Bill Self has got a lot of stuff swirling.
Yeah, he's got some stuff lately, too. Yeah, you're
swirling
right.
Stuff.
Neil Brown and Bob Huggins from West Virginia. Lincoln Riley and Lon Kruger. That's just Lincoln just being a good guy.
No, Lincoln's a good guy, and Huggy's a good guy.
Because I don't know that Oklahoma's been hit super, super hard. Although, it doesn't matter if that your state matter. Is hit. You're going to be hit as a program.
Yeah.
And then Matt Campbell and Steve Prohm from Iowa State. They took the pay cuts as well. So I got ACC also. I got all the Power Fives. But it is it's interesting that some of these big-name coaches, and that doesn't mean that they won't take one, a pay cut, and, you know, at some time soon. But some of them don't have to because their contracts say they don't have to. It's a choice. They can be asked, and if they say no, it's a no. I was asked if I wanted to at for NFL. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And there's a sliding scale. And they said, you don't have to. They ask all of us, you don't have to. But, you know, the fact is, if I don't, and if we don't as NFL media, they said we don't have to based on our contracts, and it won't affect our employment now or in the future. My first thought is, what if?
Yeah.
And my second thought is, dude, if all of us take pay cuts, it can help keep somebody else's job who doesn't get laid off or furloughed from the network who works there. I mean, it's you know, do your part. Do your part to help somebody else out, another team.
And, oh, by the way, help your company out.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, the company is going to be okay because they're just going to lay people off. They'll keep their numbers similar. But NFL's taking major hits from advertising. I was thinking, you know, maybe a national, somebody with a television platform, and they're national, and maybe they're not getting hit like us and like the rest of radio.
No, everybody is.
Man, they're getting, their numbers decline was very similar.
Absolutely.
It was very, in terms of advertising.
Of advertising.
Yeah, yeah. Sponsorship.
Now, the ratings numbers are through the roof.
Well, they were for the draft.
Well, no. Well, the ratings of television, period, are up. Period.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about NFLs, but the ratings are great if you can sell them.
Yeah, but if you can't sell them, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter. People are watching, but nobody can advertise because they don't have any money. Although we're seeing more and more come back. Like, I'm looking at a Keebler advertisement right now instead of watching golf on Golf Channel, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
There is no live golf on Golf
Channel. Turn it on and see.
No.
I'll bet you they're showing Tiger right now.
Oh, well, so be it. You have a laptop. You can watch it on your... Don't you have DirecTV streaming on your laptop? Go do that.
No, I don't.
Well, that's a mistake on your part. Whatever your cable company, that you can probably stream it on your laptop. Cable, Dish, DirecTV, they all provide that service.
I'm disgusted with you. I could watch it right there.
Well, it'd be even closer.
Put it on. Let's see.
It'd be HD on your laptop as opposed to whatever the definition is on that crappy TV.
19 or 18? What is it? 219.
I don't watch Golf Channel. What's the channel?
I do. 957 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
ESPN 97.5.